Have you ever heard people use the term filly or fella in referring to any part of the wagon wheel?
No, I
haven't heard of that. I say if you have a wagon, do you know what the traces are on a wagon?
No.
Those metal chains, you know, that come back to this horizontal wooden section that's adjustable. It's on the wagon so the thing won't tip over, you know, if one horse pulls on it.
I haven't seen it.
Have you ever heard of the term single tree used?
No.
I guess if you have two of them, two of those things, they're both attached to a double tree. Have you ever heard that? Yeah. Ask you about this expression. Say if you saw a farmer go down the road in his wagon, and he had a load of wood in his wagon, and shortly after he came back, the wagon was empty, and shortly after that he came back with another load, and this just kept up all day. What would you say he was doing?
Loading and unloading wood.
Yeah. Is there any one term that might cover that whole thing? So to unload and unload, he's been
carrying
wood all day, or if you're sometimes when you're talking about a long trip, you might say something like, "Well, boy, that sure was a long
haul."
Yeah.
You've been hauling.
Hauling wood. Yeah. That's pretty common.
Yes, it's common.
Or say this verb, if you were going along down the road and a tree had fallen across the road blocking your path, you might take a rope and tie it to that thing and say you had to off the road.
Jerk
it, or just
pull
or something else you might say.
Heave.
Yeah, heave or anything else that might cover that.
No.
Something like when somebody's dressed up in full regalia, sometimes that's referred to as so-and-so's decked out in full
attire.
What I was trying to get you to say was drag.
Oh.
You had to drag it off the road.
Yeah.
What about, you know, just say that.
Drag.
Yeah. The past form of that, you say yesterday we
dragged.
And we've plenty of times.
Dragged. Usually, and if going real fast, might say drug.
Right. Say, getting back to the farm, the thing that the farmer would use to break up his land before planting, you would call that
a plow.
Yeah. Are there different types that you know of?
Well, there used to be wood, iron, steel, I don't know.
But no particular names that would... Are there different plows according to what they do? The plow that used to break it first, would we call anything particular?
No, they'd be the same, but there are flat brake plows which are made to go very, very deep and bring up new dirt to the top.
I see.
But basically, you would use the same plow too. To break it and to do the middles. And you'd use it, you might put different metal parts. Can't remember what they're called. We used to have to take them and get them sharpened all the time. And they might be different, but the plow would be the same.
Was there anything that you'd use to break the ground up even finer?
Oh, you mean to break it That's why they would harrow it sometimes.
And you just call that
a harrow. That's just a thing that goes across the land, has spikes about 6 inches deep. That's sometimes run across the land after you finish planting it for a year and stuff, too. And then you plow it.
Okay.